I'm Nick Lippa with Thursday Night Terrors creator Peter Vulo. Peter, what are we looking forward to this upcoming season at the Dipson Amherst?
We're opening with John Carpenter's 1987 film, Prince of Darkness, starring Donald Pleasance and Alice Cooper. And we're following that up with one of the finest 90s horror movies and one of the best anthology movies ever, in my opinion, the 1995 film Tales from the Hood.
I've been waiting for you boys. You're invited to share their tales. Unless, of course, you're scared.
The third film in the season is Tobe Hooper's The Fun House from 1981. It's pretty much a slasher set in a carnival. And I'll just leave it at that because it's quite a fun one.
Who will dare to face the challenge of the fun house? Who is mad enough to enter that world of darkness?
And then in April, we're screening the only movie that Stephen King has directed thus far, 1986's Maximum Overdrive, screening that one on April 23rd. And then we're going to close out the season with 1980's Prom Night, starring Jamie Lee Curtis and Leslie Nielsen.
Tonight, someone has come to the prom alone.
We're going to have that one prom-themed, so we're going to ask people to dress up in their tuxes and gowns, and that's going to be on May 28th.
Each terror season, you end up having one of those so over-the-top horror movies, you got to see it in a room full of people. Looks like this year, you got Maximum Overdrive should fill the bill for that.
It is pure 80s King, where he was in his life, if you know what I mean, in the 80s. And that's totally exemplified by the movie.
And what's even more 80s Stephen King is the trailer of Maximum Overdrive, right? There's this really creepy Stephen King talking to the audience.
A lot of people have directed Stephen King novels and stories. And I finally decided if you want something done right, you ought to do it yourself.
Who was driving it?
I don't know.
It's about, I think, a comet passes Earth or something, and then suddenly all these devices become sentient, like an ATM machine becomes sentient and attacks people, a lawnmower. But really the basis of the story is there's a bunch of people stuck in like a truck stop diner, and all the trucks have come to life trying to kill them, and they're trying to escape the truck stop, and it's just madness from there.
In the past, after your upcoming announcement of the terror seasons, you've added collaborative events. Last December, you did some stuff with Toys for Tots, and you've done stuff with Nickel City Con in past years. Are you going to be doing some more of that stuff this upcoming May and beyond?
In terms of things like Toys for Tots, I'd love to continue doing donation drives and you know, to help people in general. I don't have anything specifically ready at the moment, but I'm always on the lookout for something, you know. So if anybody has any cool charities or anything, just bring it to my attention. I'd love to put something together. And we are going to be working with Nickel City Con. I believe the convention's running May 15, 16, 17, I believe. And we haven't confirmed anything yet, but it seems very likely that we'll be collaborating again. So I'm definitely looking forward to sorting out the details and announcing that, but this will be, I believe, our fourth year of working with Nickel City Con.
Season 8 of Terrors is upon us. 2019 has ended, and from this past year, Peter, what's one horror movie that you can recommend before we go?
The movie of 2019, the horror movie of 2019. There's only one for me. It's Mike Flanagan's Doctor Sleep. It's a sequel to, obviously Stephen King's book of The Shining. And it's also a sequel to Stanley Kubrick's adaptation of The Shining from the 80s. And somehow Mike Flanagan manages to bridge the gap from adaptation of Stephen King's books, both The Shining and Dr. Sleep, as well as bringing in all the iconography from Kubrick's adaptation.